bite. Just joking, bro, but put it under the black light. Them chirps so strong, that trichome so long. I don't know what to say, man, just put it in a fucking bong. Feels like I've been sober for way too long. Matter of fact, it's only about 5 minutes. Rolling digits, double bitches.
Look at that thing.
Oh, shit. Sorry, guys. Happy 420. I didn't realize you guys were here already. Damn. What's up, everyone? Man, today we got a crazy show, bro. We got a crazy show. I'm not even going to take a little too long, man. We got the Grow Bros with me in the house. Let's bring everyone straight on in. What's up, boys? Everyone's praising up, man. What's up, everyone? Guys, we got a ton of guys in the house today, a ton of 420 stoners, a ton of growers. It's going to be a great freaking show. And today, we're not only going to blaze up, give us a ton of stuff away, but we're also going to tell you guys our little secrets, how we never run out of having flower ever. You always got to have flower at hand, especially today on 420, right, guys?
Oh, facts. Yeah. I'm ready to go. I'm ready with you guys. Let's go. Let's do it.
These boys are ready, man. So, guys, before we actually start anything off, everyone in the chat, we got almost over 200 people in already. Hit that like, man. We got to have tons of likes. We got tons of giveaways we're going to be doing today. We got the Clone Coach with us. We got Cat Bar with us. And we got Creative with us. So, you guys, shout yourselves out. We can start off with let's start off with you, Cat Bar. What's good? You're my homie for a long time now, bro.
What's up?
How's it going, bro? Man, everyone in the chat, what's up, Clone Coach? How's it going, bro? Shout yourself out.
Yeah, man, it's Paul the Clone Coach. You know, on Instagram, YouTube, clonecoach.com. I help growers make the best clones ever, and I'm glad to be here to smoke one with you guys on this 420.
Hell yeah, man. And we got my homie Creative doing a lot of great stuff, creating content just like us. What's up, Creative?
Not quite like you guys. Hey, but I'm Creative. If you haven't seen me, I have a YouTube channel. We do a podcast, Higher Desert Exotics, also, where we connect people and just try to be a part of the community, you know?
Hell yeah, man. Man, I'm seeing so many great people in the chat, man. We got Dari in the chat. We got Greenbush Scrogger. We got Justin Moore, Mama Kush, Sky High Scrogger, man. Yesterday, I seen some great, crazy Scroggers. I know you guys are doing some great stuff. But before we actually start getting to any grow talk, what are you guys doing for 420, man, besides getting super fucking high, I'm sure? What are you guys doing?
Hanging out online with a bunch of people if I can.
I like that. What about you, Clone Coach?
I got a few extra of these ladies, so I'm kind of thinking of doing a stash and dash like we used to do back in the day. So I'm thinking about running around town and either, you know, coming up to people and giving away some free clones or just doing some stash and dashes or something. That's what I'm bubbling up.
That sounds really fun.
Yeah, dude, that's dope. Respect to you on giving back like that, man. And Cavbar, what about you, bro? What you doing for 420? I know you always doing harvesting. The highest stuff, bro. You always doing the highest
harvesting stuff. Some beans, baby. Making cannabis children.
I love that, bro. I love that, man. Everyone's got something related to the plant that they're doing today. And I think that that's just awesome, bro. Whether you're just hanging out with the fam like we are today, or you guys are going to get super blaze, you know, it's just freaking awesome. But let's start off with what we were actually telling everyone we're going to start off with. And maybe we can just do a little giveaway straight off the bat. I'm prep that in the meanwhile. And we got tons of giveaways today. We got a light from Mars Hydro we're going to be giving away. We also got some ICAN Organic, some ICAN Flower Power and Veg Pack. We got some genetics. Cab Bar Jones is going to be hooking you guys up with some Fire Calf Snake Oil. That's what's up. Right. And Clone Coach also got something real nice. Clone Coach, tell them what they got. What are they going to get today, bro?
You know, the world famous Clone Coach SOPs that just helps growers make the best clones ever. You know, it's a digital format. It's available in a bunch of different languages. And, you know, for today's little show we got going on, I'm going to give one away.
Hell yeah, that is awesome, bro. And Creative, you just ran off and grabbed some fire too, bro. So yeah. Tell the people what we got, bro.
I got a couple of things. I got this looks really crazy. This is called goat runts.
Oh my god.
So I'm just gonna name all the shit on here real quick. Excuse my language. Bahama runts, cross the runts, which is Tropicana cookies, cross the black banana with some Skittles and gelato in it. It has all these things on it. These are films. And then I got Giggle Bean Co. Her first drop. It's called Lugru, Queen of Unicorns, which some of our community from our podcast has grown out the plants that made these, which is a unicorn poop cross to purple magic. Crazy. And then I have one more thing, Mamas, which is a pack from Seeds of Tranquility and their compliant company out here also.
That's fire, bro. High Desert Exotics got you guys covered when it comes to those exotics, bro. No cap. I like that. Guys, today we're going to have a fucking banging episode. So you guys hit that like. Smash that like. If you guys don't hit that like, we may not be able to have these giveaways, man. You guys got to show the love. We need to know you guys are enjoying the content, bro. Now, let's start off, man.
One click. One little click.
It's free.
That's it.
I know, right?
Just scroll your finger down right. I'm going to give you guys 2 seconds. 1, 2, 3, not 3 seconds. Even better. Oh, man. Now, for sure, guys, I hate running out of weed, man. I'm about to spark something up right now, and I hate running out of flower. It's probably one of my most dreaded moments, you know? Hit that dispo. If you ain't got dispos because you're in prohibition land, you got to hit your dealer or the shady guy down the corner. How do you?
I got a good one.
Where's everybody based out of? Speaking on that note, where's everybody based out of?
True. Drop it in the chat and let us know. I'm seeing Paul actually said VA needs more growers. So drop it in the chat. Let me know where you guys are tuned in from on this awesome 420, man. Good one. I like that. Hey, so how do you guys not run out of weed?
I do have something on that topic, by the way. If you'd want me to go real quick, it'll be real short. So then hold on. Excuse me. I think my dog just died. 1 second.
Yuma, Arizona. I used to live in Yuma, Arizona. Nice.
Yeah, bro. So we got a lot of people tapped in from all over the world. And the crazy thing is, like, no matter if you're in prohibition land or not, like my homie Paul, he's in France right now, and he's celebrating 420 100%, bro.
Nice.
Yeah, bro. I love it, man. I love it. West Coast in the house. Let's see what else is going on, bro. I hope everything's good with creative. I think I heard him say his dog just had an issue. I'm not sure what he said, but
I hope everything's good.
Yeah, I don't know. We'll see. We'll see when he comes back. But how do you guys not run out of weed, bro? Because, like, running out of weed is something that I hate. And we got the clone coach with us. The cloning is a big part of it. So
this is what a jar looks like when you're getting close to, like, that moment of truth where you're like, oh, no. Like, I'm at that point right here, you know? Like, luckily enough, it's 420. I'm probably going to have to go snag something up. But, you know, this is getting close to the end for me.
I'm getting close, too. But I got a few more of these, so.
Mm-hmm. I'm getting a little bit lower than that, dude.
Yeah.
Okay? Yes, sorry about that.
God created
No, my dog just died. Literally, he's dead on the back porch right now, but that's okay.
Oh, man.
He's been dying, though, for a while. Like, he had a stroke, and he couldn't hardly walk for about a month now. So he just died, though. That sucks. Sorry for the negativity, but it's something that's been going on for a while now.
So good, bro.
It's very sad.
I'm a huge dog guy too. I mean, I've gone through a lot of, you know, it's like I say, it's like the worst part of having a pet is when because they have shorter lives than we do. You know what I mean? And that's
kind of for a decade, 10 years.
Wow. Yeah, bro. That's really, you know, I'm feeling free, bro. My condolences, bro. A dog is like a family member, bro. If you need to take any time and stuff, bro, like feel free, dude. It's definitely not something I want you to be doing. All the chat is feeling for you too, man.
Yeah, so. I'll probably go ahead and get off here, but I appreciate the time and the opportunity to come on here. But
absolutely, man, we can always reschedule something, bro. Much love, man, and I hope everything works out for you guys.
Yeah,
take care, bro. Guys.
Man, that's tough, man. I mean, I'm a big dog person too, and I've gone through a few of those situations, and they're never easy, man. They always choke me up thinking about them too, man. It's like it's tough,
bro. Yeah, bro. It almost feels like, you know, he couldn't even continue. Like me personally, I wouldn't have been able to, bro. Like I got a dog right now. It's literally been having a few issues. It's like 9, almost 10, just like his own. And like I'm dreading that day, bro.
Yeah. I mean, I had a Rottweiler that I rescued. Like he was like 6, 7 years old, and he ended up going to like 11 or so. And it was just a fast, like, you know, downfall. It was like Gregor, and then just boom, everything. You know, it's it's like the toughest part, man, because it's just like such rapid decline. And you know, I still love pups, and I got three other pups now. I mean, and you know, they're youngins now, but you know, it's never easy, man. So you know, my condolences to them, and you know, to everybody out there that's got pups, you know, make sure to give them an extra treat and take them out for some sunshine, you know, the next time you can.
Yeah, dude. Life. Literally, man. That's so fucking sad. I hope everything's good with Creative, man. And, you know, like they say, let's just smoke one up for him. And losing a pet is terrible. I would never wish anyone to go through that, man.
100%.
Well, much love to Creative, guys. Smash that like and show some love. We're sending all that love to Creative. Go and follow him on YouTube, follow him on Instagram. You know, just give him some love and let's help him out. That's a grower in the community, a grow me. And, you know, he really probably would need our support right now. I know I would. So, but let's keep things moving, man. And, you know, it's very difficult to do, but let's keep things moving. Check out Creative YouTube and let's talk about growing, man. Let's talk a little bit about growing and how you guys never run out of flower. Cause there are tons of people out here who run out of flower. And for me, the biggest part of not running out of flower is having a good cloning system down packed. Right. So, clone coach, I think you're the perfect guy to talk about this with us. So talk to us a little bit about the importance of cloning and how you can use that to have like a perpetual setup, bro.
You know, every good garden, every good crop starts with a good set of clones. There really is, you know, very, very little ways around that, right? Unless you're like doing seeds outdoors or something, right? But yeah, every good crop has to start with good clones. And, you know, so having clones in a normal rotation, having that clone process down, in my opinion, is so critical to like keeping your perpetual harvest going. Because to stay on schedule with, you know, harvesting on a normal consistent basis, that's the starting point. You need to have that start point, you know, down pat so that you could trigger off a crop literally within 2 weeks notice whenever you need. You know what I mean? Like, boom, you could throw another crop up, you know, and or help others get their best start. So yeah, for perpetual cycles, man, I mean, it cloning is really the best way to, you know, go down that and that kind of path.
Yeah, I think I would definitely agree, because like you can pop beans or maybe run a bunch of autos, but that way you just got to be doing a lot more. You got to pop a bunch of beans and pop a bunch of autos, right? And always be doing the seed to harvest thing.
And you know, when you find something that works for you, how else are you going to get the same thing again? Right? Yeah. Like the exact same thing, right?
That
like
is true.
You found your strain. You found the perfect work strain, the perfect nighttime strain, the perfect strain for first timers that you're sharing weed with, whatever it is, you know, how do you get more of that? And it's through propagation, you know, through clones, you know. But prior to that is what is the seed breeding. You know, you do clones off a selected pheno of a seed pop when you're hunting down those seeds. You know what I mean? You have to really find that gem. Like, okay, now I want more of this gem and I don't want to lose this gem.
Yeah,
to find the gems, you got to pop the seeds, breed the seeds, you know, before that.
Yeah, it's so true, man. And Cavbar, you do a ton of bean popping, man, and bean breeding too, man. But tell us a little bit about, like, what you do. Do you, like, focus on perpetual setups where you don't run out of flowers? Is that as important to you?
Sea of green.
Sea of green. I like it. So you pop a bunch of
them. I'm old school. Options.
I like
I'm
that.
I'm old school.
So you just
never run out.
How many would you have in your sea then?
It depends on your space. And I mean, like, if your end goal is, you know, a bunch of weight, then you'd go with maximizing your light, space, and, you know, environment, especially. But I mean, how much you want, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
How much you gonna smoke?
It's a true, that's the first point that you wanted to get at, man. And you raised it right there. Like, you got to know how much you want. Because a lot of people, like, you know, there may be different things. There's no right or wrong. There's no good or bad or high or low answer for it. Like, some people will have one J and literally smoke that over 2 days. Whereas me, I don't even like to let this shit out. I got to smoke it now. Finish it now, you know?
Also, if you're making RSO.
True.
If you're making your own medicine. You know what I mean? That takes a lot.
Yeah, it is. Yeah.
So you might want a little bit more weight.
Don't forget, you know, when you grow a big, beautiful crop and you pull down all this weight or all these plants, you still have to trim it all. And that is a daunting task. You know, that's a daunting.
It is true. So that's why, I guess, there are pros and cons. But someone mentioned having an autocloner, build an autocloner, you won't regret it. And that's actually something I did myself. I built an autocloner out of just simple homemade stuff and got it running. And I think one of you guys were talking about an aerocloner, right?
That's what I would think of an autocloner, or, you know, any little cloning machine would be, right? Like that type of system.
Yeah. And I've been hearing a lot of people, you know, just saying recently, more often than not, there's a risk with that just because they're all in one, sort of sitting in one, like, you know, jug of water, container of water, one, whatever you call it, cloning pool, I don't know, container, whatever. But they say that things can pass, right?
Well, the biggest thing with an autocloner is that everything is going to rely on your water because it's all water, right? There is no plug. There is no other buffer there. So if your water temperature rises because it generally will, or dips because you're on a, you know, cold flow or something, if it's on the extremes, your success suffers, or pathogens could come, you know, and start taking over. So that water quality and water temperature, it's like, really needs to be on point, because you know, once you start going to the extremes, or you ignore it for 5, 6, 7 days, like, then you start, oh, why is things getting soggy? Where are my roots at? You know, like, because it's so much weight depends on the water, and water chemistry sometimes is not easy because it could fluctuate. pH could change, temperature could change, EC values could change, like pathogens could take hold and spread, like you said, and you're spraying it all over. So it's a little tricky. It can be, you know, you have to know what you're getting into. You have to understand, like, water is everything in that kind of system. So just don't slack on your water.
It's true. And what sort of, like, temperature would you guys aim for, you know, when you're using aeroponic cloners?
No more than 75.
Yeah, I was going to say low to mid 70s. That's like that, you know, kind of range. Because even like when I'm watering like cocoa or whatever, I'm like, I want to be like at 69 degrees.
Yeah,
but not really like much colder than that, and not really much warmer than 75, because then you start losing oxygen levels.
Yeah, I got you, man. And a lot of people do it different ways, and that's why I'm so great, happy to hear, you know, what you guys got to say in relation to that, because Cabar does the Sea of Green, and, you know, you down here, you do a lot of cloning, man. You're the clone guy, the clone coach, literally. So when it comes to actually cloning, right, what sort of, you know, what are the things that someone should do or implement to improve their success rates when it comes to cloning, making sure that you don't have a bunch of rotten cuttings, basically?
So even similar to entry-level growing mistakes, right, when you're, you know, flowering plants or vegging plants, one of the biggest common mistakes is overwatering, right? So same kind of principle transfers to, like, something to address in cloning to avoid a bunch of issues is let the tray breathe and don't overwater it. Don't water too often, and don't trap all of that stagnant, stale, humid air in that dome for days and days and days and days. If you didn't do that, you're going to see tangible results in the right direction. Those extremes, man. You got to let these plants breathe and exchange some air and not trap moisture for an extended period of time. That's like the easiest advice I could share. Just let the clones breathe, man.
That is
true. I agree 100 on that.
And Northern 420 Cultivator says he built a homemade water chiller, but his temps are still 67.7.
That's fair. Well,
that's not too bad.
That's fine.
Sounds like you're chilling some water. Fine. It sounds like your water chiller system's working.
Yeah, sounds not too bad at all. Now, shout out everyone in the chat, man. Let's sort of get into the first giveaway. I was trying to pull something up to show you guys, but it's just not really letting me do that. And I love that everyone is just sharing their opinions. EZJ says he'd rather clone than pop beans. You know, some people love popping beans and hate doing clones, you know. So it's all about what works for you. But the main aim is to never run out of the flower. And as Wiz says, the best way to never run out is grow a shit ton of weed. Just grow a shit ton of weed and you'll be good.
Grow more than you need.
Grow more than you need.
You mentioned earlier, too, like, for never running out, you got to know how much you consume, whether it's consumable flower daily or medicine that you need and stuff, or you're making concentrates or oils or infusions.
Yeah.
So how much weed do you guys need, call it per month? If you had the access, like, what would be your number so you wouldn't run out?
An ounce
of weed? I don't.
And I guess everybody else in the chat too. Let us know how much weed do you need per month to not run out.
That's a good one. Let us know. Drop it in the chat. Jeff says he smokes an ounce or two a day. No problem.
Damn. He says,
not
a problem.
Damn.
Oh, man. Honestly, personally, I'll probably do about 2 ounces a week. And that's how much I would have used to buy, like, when I was buying. You know, so I'm just sort of comparing to that. But then nowadays, when you're actually the master of the grow, you're growing your own stuff, you find your joints are a lot fatter than when you have to buy it. You know, like you just treat yourself a little bit more, you know?
Yeah.
I make medicines and stuff, so we're talking a lot. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that is true. You do a lot of making
art. The
full flower, like untrimmed, to use to infuse, or do you like trim and then use the trimmings to infuse? Or
I dry it and then I can use the, because I like the THCA part of it as well as the THC, you know what I'm saying? And all the different cannabinoids and stuff like that for a full spectrum. That's what I'm after.
I like it. Yeah,
that is good. And man, so many people are just dropping 1 ounce a month, 1 ounce to never run out. A QP says blue.
I can't.
Someone says a half pound.
Infinity.
Infinity.
Just for head smoke, I'll probably go through, it depends on the week, maybe 1 to 2 ounces a week. So yeah, probably a quarter pound, a half pound a month. Just like flower, like smoking. Because I smoke like a chain smoking, you know, cigarette smoker. I'm smoking, you know, joints like that, you know, throughout the day, especially the work day, getting work done or whatever. So, like, I'll go through a little bit of flower too.
Man,
I can honestly say I've never grown enough.
Yeah, it's true.
Truthfully, yeah. For myself, just for me, I always want more. And you know, yours, that one that you grow, the unicorn that you love so much, that jar goes away quick.
Yeah.
Like, in three days, it's gone. You know what I mean?
Literally, bro.
Now that's what you want to stock up on, but you can't because you smoke it all.
Well, see, that's why we got to make some clones of it and just have a lot more of it.
I could clone it. I could do whatever. If it's in the smoking form, it's gone. Trust
me. It's gone, baby.
If it's good, it's gone. Believe it.
Since you guys like do a lot of growing, do you guys weigh it all anymore? Because I personally, since I grow, I don't weigh shit anymore. Mm-hmm. Like, I haven't even pulled out my scale in a long time.
Nah,
but boy. It's just like the gauge, like the thickness of the joint. Those, you know, like, just am I running a skinny guy or a normal thick guy or somewhere
how
in the middle?
How full your jar gets when you fill it all up, right?
It's fat.
When that jar is full, I got weed, bro.
It goes down to the bottom, the joints get pretty skinny, and we extend that for a while.
Oh, man, I'm loving this, man. I'm loving this. And just to sweeten it a little bit more, guys, let's pivot straight on into that first giveaway, guys. And for the first giveaway, we're going to be giving away an ICAN Organics bundle. You guys are going to get the veg pack and the flower power, and it's going to be pretty friggin' awesome, man. I may actually sweeten it up also with a pack of ICAN gang. So you guys will get the full bundle, man. And all you guys got to do is drop that hashtag ICAN Organics once in the chat and you guys will be automatically entered. You guys don't got to drop it more than once, just once, and you guys are in. Man, I seen 8 ounces a month just now. I seen a lot of man, you guys are crazy.
There's no number.
There's no number.
You can't. That's just impossible. You know what I'm saying?
Number on it, man. You need to have as much as possible.
As soon as I do, I'm going to want more. Guarantee you.
Nah, man. I'm super happy to have everyone tapped in right now. We got over 300 people tuned in, guys. Smash that like button and make sure to drop that hashtag ICANorganics. We're going to be doing giveaways. I was hoping to do it every 10 minutes, but we sort of lapsed. So we're going to be doing it every 15 minutes instead, even though it's almost pretty
funny. I like this giveaway little plug-in you got here, man. I really do. I mean, I do giveaways on my live, and I've done a lot of them. I do it manually, though, and it's like, because I haven't hopped onto the lives on the YouTube. I've been doing the lives on the Instagram, and, you know, it's exhausting. I got the headache scrolling through everything, trying to find the winner who got closest without going over and stuff. And
yeah, I did one like that recently, too. But this one is pretty cool because, like, everyone who's on the live right now can participate. They just drop the hashtag. You can set it to be whatever you want. And everyone usually just gets on in there, man, and it just does a completely random draw. So it's, like, completely random. No one can say you're favoring anyone or doing any shady shit. And yeah,
and it's fast. You could do four of them in one episode, and I could do one in one episode.
I know what you
Isn't
mean.
Isn't that a StreamYard tool?
Yeah, this
one's a StreamYard.
This one is StreamYard. Yeah.
Cool, man. Cool.
Awesome.
I never stop learning. I don't know about you guys, but I love learning. Like little tidbits like that, I can pick up and be like, all right, that's stored. You know what I mean? I just improved that portion of my life that much more.
I know, right? And it's good, bro. It's honestly good. And that's why we're here, to share and just, you know, share information and share stuff about the plant as well. So that's one thing I've noticed you're doing so much, Clone Coach. You know, you're always doing a lot of classes, a lot of videos when it comes to cloning and helping people propagate. So tell us a little bit about, you know, what you got going on, because you got a lot of great stuff going on, bro.
I mean, the story goes back a little bit, man. But yeah, you know, I've always had the desire to... I've always had that kind of personality of like helping others and like, you know, giving advice and trying to improve and stuff. And then I've always done propagation in my cannabis career. So, you know, throughout the career, you know, it's just molded to this with a lot of, you know, brainstorming and trying to, you know, get the image and the imagination to become reality. Yeah. But dude, you know, to sum it up, I help growers, whether you're doing one tray or 50 trays in a week, whether you're doing 1,000 or 10,000 clones, to really implement SOPs, a clone coach SOPs, to maximize your clones per square foot, maximize those A grade tops, all those uniform clones, and get the best clones ever in 14 days or less, like guaranteed. And I've had people from veteran growers, 20 years in the game plus, like, yo, I learned X amount that improved my game, you know, fivefold, tenfold, like that last 10, 20% they could never really hit, you know, they were able to hit. And even new growers, man, it's like when I started, if I had this available to me, because I was scouring the internet for every YouTube video on clones and everything, I consumed everything available. If this was available, who knows how fast I could have grown the path I was on, you know? So, and it's remote, it's all digital. So, you know, anybody anywhere could snag the SOPs and change their games and change their clone game on the very next batch. And I just, you know, I do it in the form of creating content. Yeah. I've always been on Instagram, slanging clones, DMs, emails, all that good stuff. But I've never had the camera pointed this way. I've always had the camera pointed
the other way. Yeah.
And
that's cool.
That was a turning point. Like literally as I turned the camera over, then people connected. Then people were like, okay. And started, you know, listening and wanting more. And I just kept, you know, diving into it and doing the best that I could, you know, with all the content and tips and tricks and sharing my experience.
Nice, man. You got an expo coming up too, right? I think I saw you got an expo coming up. So tell people a little bit about that, man. I seen someone actually just say they went over to your channel and subbed because they struggle with clones. So shout out to JP Page too, but tell us a little bit about the expo, bro.
Absolutely. You know, it's an ambitious jump. I'm an ambitious dude, you know, taking business ventures and stuff, but building it, I want to bridge that gap between the online community, which is there from, you know, what Clone Coach has made. And I want to bring it in person. So hence the Clone Plug Expo, the first one ever. It's going to be in Palm Springs, May 11th from 4 to 10 p.m. You could RSVP at clonecoach.com. But it's propagation and genetics based. So, you know, propagation vendors, you know, lighting companies, nutrient companies, is going to be a nursery panel, you know, tacos, you know, music. Like, it's a big networking, but the focus is propagation. And, yeah, I'm excited for it. There's a lot going on to make it happen and be successful for everybody. But, yeah, Clone Plug Expo, May 11th, Palm Springs.
I got you, man. I like that, man. That is actually pretty fucking dope. And, you know, we need people to do these things in the community, man. We need people to take the time to, you know, do these things, not only just educate, but put on these types of shows and these types of events. Like, I think this year alone, we're having like four competitions running right now simultaneously. Grow Cups, you know, Growers Gauntlet, Global Grow Cup, Lord of the Lemons, all types of stuff, man. And the ICANN Cannabis Cup is coming next year, guys. So 2025, look out for that. Woo! It's going to be freaking awesome. I don't want to give you guys too much more info just yet, but look out for it. And yeah, man, it's going to be a great time. So I think that it's really important that a lot of us, you know, these smaller people like us do these things, because you don't want to make it where it's inaccessible to a lot of people when it's only, you know, certain people can access it. So I think that's really fun about it, man. And as Icing Crayons, I love that name, says, hope everyone enjoys our special day. So on that note, let's just pivot straight on into the giveaway, guys. Let's do the draw and see who wins this, because we got a few more things to give away. So we can't just talk all day. We got to give some stuff away. So let's get a drum roll, boys. And the first winner is going to be William.
Where's William at?
Oh, yeah.
Congrats, William. Congrats, William, man. Big ups, man. That is awesome. And this is the awesome thing.
Let me show William what he won.
William, you won yourself a pack, a bundle of the iCan Veg Pack and the iCan Fall Power. This is a great organic slow-release fertilizer with tons of organic amendments. Smells really funky, but that's how you know it's really great. And this works really slow, so you don't need to do anything except water. It works really great, and that's what I'm using right now. So if you want to see it in action, check out the last couple of videos I did. You'll see my plants looking really nice and healthy. And you also get a pack of the iCan Gang, which a bunch of the iCan VIP Bean Club homies are growing. And we dropped the link to the iCan VIP Bean Club in the chat so you guys can join up and support as well. Now, Paul, I just saw your question. Is this USA only? This one for us, I'm going to do one that's open to everyone. For sure. So, Paul, you can get in on that. And the winner, William, please send me an email to icanthcseedclub@gmail.com so that I can hook you up with that. I want to make sure I get that prize out to you. William's in the chat. He says, awesome. Shout outs, William. Congrats, bro.
Congrats, William.
Congratulations. Now, man, we got another giveaway to do. So let's do it again. And Cavball, I think you said you wanted to give away some fire, right?
Oh, yes, sir. I'm talking about some F1 regular photos. I'm giving you 30 beans for a pheno hunt pack. Here's the pack.
Man, that is what is up. I don't fuck around.
There's a slap that comes with it, and that's a limited edition. Yes.
Those are limited slaps. And Cap, I got a couple of those slaps to send over for your boy, and I appreciate you. Those are fire, bro. Thank you, bro. I like that. Well, what's
I got the four sets.
As Cav Snake Oil, you guys got to follow him on Instagram. So we're going to drop that hashtag.
Hell yeah, Cav.
That's it, right, Cav? I got it right.
Which one?
Cav Snake Oil.
Yeah.
On Instagram, right?
Yeah. Cav Snake Oil, yeah.
So, guys, drop that hashtag, Cav Snake Oil. Someone's going to win a pheno hunt pack. 30 beans. JJ Grows, I know, right? Isn't that crazy? Cav is the legend, man. Shout out to Cav, bro. He's always been support, man. And a lot of you guys who tapped in right now, probably growing some genetics that Cav, you know, bred, and he really hooked us up to hook you guys up in the VIP Bean Club. So we're also grateful to Cav. And shout out to Cav for, you know, doing this giveaway right now. So let's throw that up, guys. Drop that hashtag Cav Snake Oil in the chat, and you guys will be entered into the giveaway. Now I'm seeing the giveaway tool is up, but I'm not seeing entries being counted. Why is that? That happened once before. Is it just me, or is it? The entries were just coming in. Okay, they're coming in. Nice. I just got to make sure we're doing everything right so you guys can get your prize.
Nice.
You know, that's important, bro. I think I don't want anyone to say, like, you know, Matt, it's not going off properly. Because once the guys actually did a giveaway and I did not do the draw live on the screen, it was – Cav, you probably remember that one, bro. And didn't do it live on the screen, and I was the only one seeing what was happening.
So, also, it's worldwide. I'll ship it anyway.
Worldwide, guys. That is awesome. Shout out to Cav Bar, Joel, man. The king of the beans. So drop that hashtag Cav Snake Oil, man. You guys will win a 30 pack to do a massive pheno hunt, man. And we're talking worldwide. And if you guys are in Prohibition land, we're not encouraging you to germinate these beans in any way whatsoever. Please use them as novelty purposes only and souvenirs. Disclaimer. Man, I did that so well.
You got it.
The beans and genetics and the opening intro. So you got to have the disclaimer down.
Yeah, the true, I do. It's only for educational purposes and novelty and souvenir purposes only.
You should make that clip and then use it. You know what I'm saying? That would be awesome.
Yeah, I definitely should, bro. I think I might do that. And people are saying actually that like all my videos recently have been getting age restricted. I've been seeing channels posting videos, guys, with plants galore, no age restrictions at all, right? But me, if I'm sitting down like how I'm sitting down right now talking to you guys, I'm getting age restricted. I was complaining once. A Patreon took down my page. YouTube age restricted that video. Like, you know, so I don't know what the case is. But I did a couple of videos recently, and, man, they were pretty friggin' awesome, the sort of feedback I got, even though it was age restricted. You know, so I don't know. I just figured out.
Why don't you just age restrict your video on your own?
Yeah. But then the thing is, like, hey, people gotta be signed in, and they don't push it to anyone. The algorithm doesn't favor it, and it's just so painful. But
it's the uphill battle, like always, man. And it's what we face in every direction. And it's, I age restrict all mine, even just the interviews and stuff.
I do like, too. Yeah,
on my profile and my pin, they're just like, and it's tough, but it's more. Not it puts more umph behind like the people actually the real community like the,
so yeah you know,
growing your growing brand and like a real community, not just numbers. You could get numbers, but does that person really resonate?
Quality,
quality,
and participate in your lives, and you know what I mean. Like if saw you in person is like, yo, I appreciate everything. That's a difference. I think it's a grind, but it's a quality.
I agree.
That's why I suggested it.
Yeah, that disclaimer is a good idea too, because someone else mentioned that. That's sort of what I was getting on to. Like, I did the videos. Someone was like, "Yo, you got to do a disclaimer in the beginning of your videos, and maybe that'll help." But I don't know if it would or it won't. But just to avoid getting strikes or anything like that, I may do it.
We're all still at the mercy, man. Like we're all like just like on this. You know, we put so much behind content on platforms that we don't own and could just be ripped from us, like just like that.
This is BS, man. Oh,
our livelihood,
so mad.
Community, everything, all the hours, everything could just like be gone
over a plant. Come on, man.
Come on, man. Like, you appreciate plants, you should appreciate it. Come on, you know.
Ice and Crayons loves your wallpaper, Cav. They say Cav's wallpaper is so dope. I like that.
Wow,
I like it too. Man, the censorship is just painful, but it is what it is, man. And we're all here hanging out no matter what. It's 420, and we're going to be doing celebrations with you guys. So, guys, hit that like because we're going to do this draw right now. Whoever hasn't entered, if you're just dropping into the live stream right now, we got almost 350 people in, guys. You guys need to drop that hashtag CavSnakeOil into the live stream, and you guys will be entered into the giveaway. We got 174 people in. This is a 30-pack Pheno Hunt pack from Cav Bar. I'm sure you guys will find some unicorns, some gems in that you guys will need to hit up the clone coach to keep around so you guys can clone it and keep it running, right?
So, that's right. That's right. We'll be doing the Clone Coach SOP giveaway next, right?
Absolutely, man. So don't slack on it. Let's get into it. Let's hit that draw and see who the winner is. And the winner getting the 30 pack is going to be you. Congratulations, bro.
Oh, yeah.
Grown with the Vet is my homie, man. He's always showing love. Remember before we were talking about having true people who always tap in on your videos and stuff like that, drop comments? He's one of those dudes, man. He's always showing love, man. The true ICANN fam.
I got him, brother.
Big love.
Congratulations. That's like what that I define, or I've heard defined as a true fan. Like you said, like a true fan. Like,
yeah.
And like
that's the true fam. I love him, bro.
Anything you do, they're there to support you. They're just like along with you on your journey.
Bro, that is awesome. Congratulations, Big Vic. And that's my homie. I never actually met him, but I call him Big Vic just because, like, every time I see him, I'm like, yeah, that's my dude, man. That's
like a respect little layer, right? Like, the big dog, Big Vic, you know?
Yeah, bro, you know? Shout out, Big Vic, bro.
I see you.
Big up, man. Congrats, Victor. You just won yourself some of that goodness, man. We got Canacan in the chat too, guys. Shout out to Canacan. Definitely check Canacan out. They got some great stuff going on over there. And Cav Bar definitely has been telling me for the longest while how great his Canacan is working. So I may have to partner that up with some of the quality of germination booster and pop some of those new beans. That's what I might have to do. Yeah. Now, man, before we get into anything else, let's pivot straight on into the Clone Coach giveaway, because you guys got to go and follow the Clone Coach on Instagram so you guys can up your clone game. But in the meanwhile, let's get some of those comments collected. Guys, drop that hashtag Clone Coach in the chat. Shout out Victor, man. He's in the chat right now. I can't always rocks. And as he says, man, beat that like button.
Hit the like. Clone Coach, I mean, if you guys want to eliminate all of your wilting problems, all of your pathogen problems in your cloning, your slow rooting times, your clones turning purple or yellow, deficiencies, just inconsistent trays, you have to sort a whole bunch before you transplant, you cloning twice as much as you really need. If any of that resonates with you, enter this giveaway, because the Clone Coach SOPs will solve all of that and more.
And he's got a great channel as well, guys. So definitely check out his channel. He got a lot of great knowledge on there. Bamping off is one of my biggest issues, bro, especially when it comes to seedlings. So definitely there's a few tips and tricks in this guy's channel that will definitely help you guys level up. Stop losing any of your clones, bro. I hate losing clones. So follow Clone Coach on Instagram, YouTube, on everything. And you guys also drop that hashtag in the chat so you guys can win some of those SOPs. Now, Clone Coach, tell us a little bit about what you got going on other than the cloning and the SOPs, because I think I seen you also have a few tips that people can use. Like, I think there are a few things that you really got to dial in if you're cloning, right? And for some people, for someone who's new, someone who's brand new to cloning and they're going to take their first cutting, I saw someone mention in the chat that taking clones from lower branches is better. And that is a sort of controversial thing. Some people prefer to take from higher up. Is there any preference for you when it comes to taking branches lower down or higher up?
Yeah, I absolutely have a preference. You know, there's two sides here, and it's just like, what side do you stand on, right? And you could always move sides, you know, if you learn a little bit more. But for me and for beginners, usually 9 times out of 10, the top growth that's underneath that light that has that great ratio of light and nutrients and growth, a uniform growth because it's getting, you know, even light.
Yeah.
Just has better growth than stuff that gets less light. That's 50% less light because it's shaded and it's lower and further away from the light and has usually a thinner stem and less developed side nodes. So I would say like the next nodes aren't like sticking up like this and aren't really like developed, you know, they're like really, really underdeveloped, kind of like this, like side branches, like tiny. So if you got like really underdeveloped growth, compare that to what this just has, all that amazing top growth, that, you know, and it's for, you know, beginners or, you know, experienced people. That's, in my opinion, in my experience, is always going to get you a more solid start.
Yeah. It's a good point, man. And I've done both of them. Personally, sometimes I just have like a mental block taking off really nice branches up top, so I go for the lower ones. But I have noticed more healthy growth when I go for some of the higher ones that, like you mentioned, receive more uniform light and all that stuff.
But don't get me wrong, the bottom ones will root. It will root. You'll have a clone. It's not an unsuccessful cloning if you clone from the bottom. Don't get me wrong. Even this little side shoot, I've plugged them and rooted them. This little 2-inch little side shoot, it'll root. Yeah. It'll take roots.
Yeah.
So it's not a matter of like, will it root or not? It's just the end game. What are you really going for? Do you just need some extra cuts? Are you just pruning your mom anyways? You know, do you need to provide a tray for another garden? Like, it's just the end game, but you know, it'll all root.
I got you, man. And that is pretty cool. That is actually pretty fucking dope, man. And again, we just got to say, you know, there are a lot of different ways to do things, a lot of different ways to skin the cat, a lot of different ways to get blazed and lit on 420. And that's what we're doing right now. Shout out CLTV in the chat. Happy 420, bro. Happy 420, my brother. Happy
420. CLTV, happy 420.
Man, I've been actually repping the Growers Gauntlet yesterday when we were chilling out with the Home Grow the Community on their show, and today also. So, guys, you guys got to get in on the Growers Gauntlet. Definitely check it out. I think today is the last day. It's like, guys, stop lapsing and join up with Team ICANN, man. We need all the people over here in Team ICANN. So head on over there and join Team ICANN. No Team Rob, no Team Pigeons, no Team Mr. Grow It, no Team Northern Scroggle. Join Team ICANN, bro. Thank you, guys. Join Team ICANN.
Love it. Love it. Love it.
I love all these guys.
Yeah, like you on your channel or something, Matt.
that's actually how we met, Matt, right? I mean, because at MJ BizCon, one of the other events, I had done an interview with Mr. Grow It, saw him, he saw me, and then you were with, and it was that intro, and, you know, here we are, you know, doing a show together. So, like, that in-person stuff, man, could create a lot of opportunities.
Hell yeah, man. And whoever wins the Growers Gauntlet will also get to hang out with everyone, man. I think we're all going to plan a trip somewhere. It's going to be crazy. We're probably going to get a dope-ass house. You know, it's just going to be really awesome. Whatever the prize is, it's going to be fucking lit. So definitely join up and see if you guys can win something really cool. You know, as Norma G has put the link out, the Growers Gauntlet. And I picked some Fire Strange. And how it works is everyone is picking some Fire Strange, all the team leaders. So like Golden Roberts says, the money ball for the win. He got 1 4 weeks into Flower. It's the Frost Monster. So everyone knows I picked that fucking gas, bro. Gas packs only. So join up. Now let's do this giveaway, man. I think we got the most people so far in all the giveaways on the Clone Coaches giveaway. So let's run that so you guys can run some of those SOPs. Get some of those SOPs and no longer lose any of your cuttings, man. Now let's hit that draw, guys. Let's hit that draw, boys. For the winner, let's get a drum roll, please. It's gonna be.
Oh, come out! Who's gonna be the winner?
The one and only. Golden Grown.
Congrats!
Congratulations, Golden Grown.
Congratulations! Welcome to the team, Golden Grown.
Welcome to the team. And Josh Edwards also says he loves your show. You know, so the team's getting bigger. You guys definitely join up with the team. Now, Creative Babe, Creative's back in the house, man. Creative, I hope everything did work out really. You know, as best as it can, man. It's a really painful thing. Everyone in the chat was sending love for you and all of that, bro. So, you know, just my love is with you. Everyone's love is with you on this, you know, sad 420. But it's a special day still. It's one that you'll never forget, brother. So much, much love. And congratulations to Golden Grown, man. Golden Grown, are you in the chat right now? Are you in the house? Are you in the chat?
Golden Grown, where you at?
Where are you at, Golden Grown? Drop a comment. Let me see. Oh, yeah, Golden Grown is run it again. I used to do this professionally. I feel like someone could use it more than me. I follow Clone Coach, though. Much love. Ooh. So Golden Grown is throwing it back into the ring, man. That's the great thing about this community, man. Like, a lot of people won't do that. Like, big facts. So let's roll again, guys. He said run it again. We gonna run it again.
Golden Grown, just shoot me a DM, Golden Grown. Shoot me a DM. I appreciate that.
Drum roll, we got Joseph,
you in here. Joseph, where you at?
Joseph, bro, that's awesome, bro. Oh man, I love this. Joseph,
Golden Grown. Thank Golden Grown, Joseph. That's the kind of mentality in the team that we have, right? Like, yo, I'm good. Pass it to the next guy. Just keep it going. Give it right back. You know, it's not a greed thing.
That is so awesome, bro. I agree, man. That, like, a lot of people won't do that. That's not something you see happen. So shout out to Golden Grown for that, and shout out Joseph. To Joseph.
Hey, so how do are they going to email you or just have them email me? Or I want to make sure Joseph gets
Joseph can reach out to Clone Coach directly and he will get you sorted. Just reach out to Clone Coach directly. But Joseph is also one of the ICANN fam. Shout out to Joseph, man. I'm really happy that he was able to win this. And if you want, Joseph, you could also reach out to me and I can put you in touch with Clone Coach or whatever the case is. But whatever is easiest, man.
It's easy to find me. DM me, Clone Coach, clonecoach.com. Email me, heycloncoach@gmail.com.
You know, yeah, he's pretty good with DMs, a lot better than I am. So he probably replied a lot faster. I'm super bad with
it goes down in the DM, dude. I mean, it's honestly a tactic I've been using since the early days of Instagram. Just the DMs, man.
It is, man. It really does go down to the DMs. It's one of those necessary evils almost, right? Like, you just got to do it, even though, like, you're like, damn, do I even really want to do that shit? But you got to do it, bro. Man, I actually said that again. If I run out, we're running it again. Joseph, so wait, is Joseph saying that he wants to run it again? He says he already listens to everything you say, and that's why he has great success. So are we going to do a third run, bro? Are we going to do a third run?
Man, come on the team. Justin said, run it again.
Joseph says,
no, pass it on.
pass it on, man. Man, all this is a great live, bro. I did not expect this much love in the house, but let's roll it. Yeah, let's roll it.
I was like taking that's notes beautiful. On who the winner was to make sure to reach out to him, but I got to delete that name.
Yeah, man, we got to run it again. Let's run it again, man. This is wild. I know, right? Teddy's Garden says this is wild. It is, man. It's crazy. This never happens. Third time's the charm, God, man. Okay. Let's run it.
Get everybody another chance to add the hashtag clone coach, or is that over already?
I think you may be able to still add it, but it may be over. But let's just do the draw again, man. Pass the giveaway to the left-hand side just like that blunt. Let's draw again, guys. And the winner for this awesome community is going to be the one and only CC420.
CC420.
That's just up.
I can't hold my breath. Like, are you going to pass it on, CC420? What's happening?
CC might hold this one, bro. CC might hold this one. CC, are you in the chat? Drop it in the chat. CC says, yeah. CC's about it, man. CC likes that, man.
Welcome
I love
to the
that.
Team, CC4. Well, yeah, what, CC420? Let's just be clear, right? Because I don't
understand. Yeah, what? Are you? Yeah.
Yeah, we said a lot of stuff. What are you saying yeah to? I don't know.
Oh, man. Shout out to CC420, man. CC's in the house showing love. And where is CC? CC, oh, I just saw CC. Yeah. Okay, bro. That was awesome, man. And we got another giveaway to get into in a bit. But man, I love this community, man. This community is really awesome, man. Yeah, so CC420 email or reach out to Clone Coach on Instagram. He says yes. He definitely wants it. He's not fucking playing, bro.
Welcome to the team, CC420. Glad to have
Welcome
you.
Welcome to the team, CC. We're happy to have you, man. Literally. The Clone Coach has definitely got a great set of SOPs that you guys can benefit from, guys. And I think that it's really useful when it comes to running
out of weed. There's a 42% discount right now because it's 420. 42% off clonecoach.com, the SOPs. So just FYI.
Yeah, definitely check that out, man. So, guys, I think that we actually got to let's pull this up. And for the last one, what I wanted to do is share with you guys and show you guys because the last giveaway is courtesy of the channel, great friends of the channel, Mars Hydra, man. They've been rocking with us for a long time, and they actually offered up a whole ass grow light for you guys, right? So someone's going to win one of those brand new grow lights. You guys would have seen me unbox one myself yesterday on my channel. But this one, someone's going to win this. A really nice grow light, guys. And if you guys see, it's a really nice FCE 1500. Now, for this one, it's going to be, I think this one is maybe worldwide also. I have to confirm with Mars, but usually it is. But it's going to be a grow light, and it's going to be awesome. So if you guys want to level up your grow, it comes with everything you need. This one is actually pretty dope. And what I like about it is that it connects through Bluetooth, and that is pretty useful. Like for all those people who like all those, trinkets and stuff like that, the connectivity through your phone and being able to just do a lot of stuff. And if you guys got a small space, like they've got a lot of small grows growing in small spaces, you guys can run one of these. It's absolutely perfect. So for me, I'm going to throw this into my veg space. It's going to upgrade my current light in my veg space, and it's going to be real nice. So for anyone who needs a light for a smaller space, like a 2x2, it may be able to veg in a 3x3. Me personally, I'm going to have it in like a 4x2 space for veg, so I don't need it blasting, but it's a nice compact ass light, you know. So what we guys will have to do is just drop a hashtag Mars Hydro. Shout out to Mars Hydro. You guys will have to go and follow him on Instagram and drop a comment, right? I'm going to be doing a video, and drop a comment and let me know what you like about this light. You know, let me know what you think about it. Is it a cool light? Is it a not cool light? Is it too small? Is there anything you think is it perfect for a small setup? Let me know what you guys think. So I just dropped in the chat what you guys got to do. Follow me and Mars Hydro at you means me. Follow me and Mars Hydro on YouTube and leave a comment and express your thoughts on their Mars Hydro. So head on over to their videos and drop a comment and let them know that ICANN fam is over there and let them know what you think about their light. But you guys are going to have a chance to win this.
Right.
It's pretty fucking dope, isn't it? It's got a dimmer. It's got Bluetooth. It's got everything, man.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Is it 150 watts?
I don't even know. I got to check it. I'm going to pull up the specs.
Yeah, I was just curious.
Usually the number on the model has some sort of indication on the wattage. So if it's like a 150, you know, it makes sense.
Yeah, it probably is. But I just love the grayish color as well, man. Like, it's not often that you sort of see that type of color, but I really do like it. Now, they actually got a 420 sale running right now, guys. If you guys want to use the discount code ICANTHC on top of the sale items, you guys will get a double discount. So don't snooze on it, man. Grab a double discount. As it says, checkout price is even less than right now. And if you use that discount code ICANTHC, you get an even bigger discount. But let's check out some of the specs on this light, because this is a nice little light. And someone is literally going to walk home, or not even have to walk anywhere. You're just going to get it sent to you directly, bro. So you ain't even got to lift a finger. All you got to do is like the video and follow Mars Hydro. And nice. For some of those people who love like par and spec readings, if you got it at 8 inches, like probably in flower, you get a pretty decent, you know, footprint here from what I can see. So there are a lot of pros and cons to smaller lights. And for me, I like to have a smaller light. It's really nifty and useful. So let's get into this giveaway, guys. Let's drop that hashtag Mars Hydro. Shout out to Mars Hydro. Always showing love. And let's get this final giveaway going, man. Hashtag Mars Hydro. We have 44 people already. You guys were not snoozing. Damn. Man,
they're in it. They're in it. They saw that live there. Like, yeah, they
they literally saw
that live. Lie.
Oh, man. Let's see. How many watts is it? That's a good question. Let's put it up. I think it's 150 watts, like the clone coach had suggested. Let's
just make sure. That was Cabs over here. He said the 150, but it's in the name. You know, usually the number is in the model.
Yeah, it's 150. And they recommend it, you know, for a flower, it looks like a 2.3 by 2.3 foot space.
That makes sense. A 2x2 is a solid footprint for it.
Yeah. And what I like about it is that it has those Samsung chips, right? A lot of people look for Samsung chips specifically. Well, when I first started growing, there were Blurpools and stuff like that. But after the Blurpool wave, everyone was like going for those Samsung chips, man. Those Samsung diodes, if it had Samsung diodes in there, your light's legit. Like, you could have a no-name brand. It doesn't have to be Mars or AC or whatever. You could be any brand. But once you got those Samsung chips in there, you're legit. So I find that's pretty cool personally.
Hey, I have a question for you, both of you. For light like this, Mars Hydro light 150, 2x2 footprint.
Yeah.
For what would you recommend people do? Would you recommend them do one plant for that 2x2 or like six plants, like six smalls, like flip some clones or two plants? What would you suggest people do for that footprint?
10.
Cav will always say that, right? I love Cav, bro.
Cav. What about you,
man? I'm talking regs. I'm talking regs, okay?
10 so by
don't,
10.
Don't shoot the messenger.
No.
I'm talking regs.
You got to do that, though, for real. It's true.
Got to pop that whole pack, yo.
Yeah, no, you're right. It is true, though. And especially
I'm if you want that. I'm a phenom fool, sorry.
But what I'm going to say, though, I'm probably I personally may do 4 smaller ones, bro. I was going to say, you know, maybe one, but I hate doing just one plant per tent. So I may probably try to cram 4 smaller ones in there.
Yeah, one per square foot kind of a deal, and just like, yeah, fill it up evenly.
Yeah, that's probably one of the best ways to like max out your 2x2, because like a 2x2 has got a really small footprint, right? Like it's not that massive, but this light fits it perfect. You can have a carbon filter up top because it got the height. But if you scrog it out, you can probably get 4 plants in there. But I've seen people scrog an entire 2x2 with one plant. Like one plant is just beasting out the entire tent.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so you got options, right?
Yeah, it's just how much work and training you want to do to the plant, you know? How much time.
Yeah, it's so true, man.
Method. What method you're going to use.
Good point, Cav. I fully agree with that, man.
That's a nice little setup, though, man. Like, I want to be a part of getting more people to have a bare minimum that 2x2 tent set up with 4 little plants pumping somewhere in their house. We all have the right to grow. We all never want to run out of weed, right? Just like they started off with.
Literally, bro.
Like at bare minimum, everybody should have one of these. Doesn't generate enough heat where you got to bring in an air conditioner or all this stuff. Like, dude, if you're comfortable, your plants are probably comfortable, you know?
Literally. And you really never want to run out of weed, bro. So, you know, this is right here, what we got on screen. One of the secrets, I think, to never running out of flower, just to bring everything full circle in today's episode, because you definitely need to have multiple areas and multiple tents at the very least where you can do stuff. You need a veg tent, you need a flower tent. Two tenths for me definitely get you into perpetual setup where you never run out of weed, you know. And even some people go as far to have a drying tent, you know, a third tent for drying or for propagation, because you're not always going to have something in seedling stage. You're not always going to be drying weed. So it's always good to have an extra tent just in case. Throw a light in it or throw a carbon filter and throw some weed in it to dry. So it's always good to have an extra tent. What do you guys think about that? You guys run multiple tents?
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah, I run like eight, so you know what I'm saying?
Eight tents, bro. I like that, man. And how many of them are flower tents and how many of them are veg tents?
I only have like two flower tents, technically speaking. You know what I mean? I actually do more of the sea of green, and I'm doing a seed increase and stuff like that. You know what I'm saying? So I like making cannabis children.
Yeah, I love that, man. And Cap, whenever you send me pictures, bro, you always got a real dope setup with like your earth box setups and, you know, living soil. Like, it's so organic.
I want it natural. I like it like natural looking, you know what I'm saying?
Hey, like Cap, I got a question for you. I've always I've always wondered how many seeds you could get off of a, call it a 3x3 tent or however big size tent, you know, people are running like that. Like, when you do a seed of green style and you're making seeds that way, you're in a 3x3 or 4x4 tent, how many seeds come down from there?
Oh, you're talking thousands, bro. But also, there's more to it than just how many seeds. You have to pollinate the plant at the right time. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And you have to watch your humidity, because if your humidity is too high, that's a pollen killer. I mean, there's a lot of variables and how many seeds, plus they have to get mature too. You have to let
quality
them mature.
Too, yeah, mature and quality,
and
yeah.
Then you need to let them dry before you winterize them. So there's a whole you can skip steps, but I disagree with that concept. A lot of people don't agree with me on that. To each his own, do it however you want. Yeah. I'm not the boss, but my stuff is going to be done, and I'm not skipping cutting corners. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I love it. Love to hear it.
And check out Cap Barr on Instagram and YouTube, man. He's got some great. Norma G just dropped the link for you guys. Definitely check him out. He's always, always showing love. And he's just such a great guy, man. He's always showing love and open to helping anyone out who's got issues, man. He's got a ton of knowledge as well when it comes to growing. So definitely check him out and see what he can help you guys with. If you guys are in organics, he loves organics. You guys may be able to help find some help from him, you know? Now, let's see how many people
community are in the
community. Yeah, bro. The community is so awesome, community, man. I love it.
Yeah. Man, there's so many people.
We're building something special here, guys. You know, it's we got to remind ourselves what we're kind of really doing here. This is something special.
It's almost like, it's not almost like, it's literally never really been done before. Like, you know, like,
you do it because you want to. Yeah. It's not because you got to. You want to do what you're doing, or you wouldn't do it. Simple as that.
And if some of the like people from back in the day had the opportunity to do some of these stuff like this, like R.I.P. Frenchie Cannoli, you know, like if he was around for all these stuff to be going on in the future and stuff like that, and even some of the older people who have passed, you know, some of the real cannabis enthusiasts and, you know, those people who pioneered it, lay the foundations.
Brotherhood of love and all that.
Yeah, bro.
Yeah.
Man.
I'm with you. That's why we're all here, man.
Baby. The 60s, baby.
Man, I love you guys, man. Young Jester says, I can only speak on the budget Mars Hydro Light, the TS-1000. It does amazing. I finished a 2x2 with ease. Bro, that light, I had two of those, and I had that for years, bro, when I lived in the Caribbean. I had to move. I sold them. But those are awesome lights, bro. Awesome lights.
I got two of them, bitches.
See, Cap Bar's got two of them. He got two of them. He ain't playing, bro. Cap Bar, all the homies in here, man. We got Clone Coach in the house. We got me, myself, Matt, and we're all just hanging out, man. So, guys, let's get into that draw and see who's going to win this light. And Young Jester, you know it. TS is a badass light. Guys, go and show some love to Mars Hydro. Follow him on Instagram. Follow him on YouTube. And drop a comment on that video and let him know what you think of the light. And just drop the hashtag ICANTHC on, just spam all their videos with ICANTHC, bro. Just go and comment ICANTHC on all of Mars Hydro's videos. Just
everywhere.
Comment it everywhere, man. Just comment ICANTHC. And you guys You know, let them know that ICANN fam is strong and we appreciate them. Now, let's do that draw, guys. Let's get into that draw because it's a beautiful 420 and the winner. Oh, man. I almost did the thing again, but the winner is going to be, drumroll, Jack Beanstalk. Shout out to Jack Beanstalk.
Congratulations.
That is awesome, bro. Shout out to Jack.
Jack Beanstalk won that light.
Yep, Jack Beanstalk, you won yourself a Mos Hydro E1500 light. Is Jack in the chat right now? Because Jack, if you are, this is what you just won yourself, bro. Not this exact one. This is my own. But you're going to get your own direct brand new one, bro.
You're just unboxing yourself. I can't get
it in my home. Disclaimer.
Oh man, I love it, bro. I love it. So, Jack, you're going to win yourself some of this good old LED goodness from Mos Hydro. All you got to do, man, is send me an email to ICANNTHCSeedClub@gmail.com, and I will get that sorted for you, man. I'll need your information, your mailing address, and stuff like that, so I can get Mos Hydro to send this light out to you. They'll send it to you directly. It's not coming in from me. And guys, thank you for that. Norma G, he's got the email. And guys, we got Creative back in the house, man. Where is Creative? Creative is back up in now. Creative, how is all that? How is everything, bro? I know that was just a fucking painful thing that you had to go through. You able to jump back on?
Yeah, we dropped him off at the shop. They're gonna cremate him.
Man, I'm really sorry to hear that, bro. But I'm happy that you're able to deal with it quickly, you know. And it's never easy, bro.
I still got all these beans though, too, ready to give away.
Man, Creative jump back in to sweeten it up for you guys, man. So we ain't done with the giveaway yet, bro.
Dude, today's giveaways are crazy. We had the draw, take it, run it back three times. We got the beans. We got more beans.
Hella beans of light. Creative came back through with like three packs of fire. Like, man, it's going to be an awesome time. But Creative, before we actually, you know, start to get into that giveaway, man, I just want, you know, I peeped a lot of the episodes you've been doing, man. You've been doing some great stuff on the Higher Desert Exotic Show. That is a great podcast. And you guys have a great, what's the word I'm looking for? A great synchronicity going on. You know, you guys really bounce off each other well and stuff like that. I like it, bro. But tell us a little bit about it. Shout yourself out. You had Kyle Cushman on, I think, and it was a really nice watch. Just tell us a little bit about it, bro.
Oh, yeah. Hey, High Desert Exotics is me and High Desert THC, or you can call him Corey. But Corey gets all the guests on, and he cold calls everybody and tries to get a hold of everybody and does all the scheduling. And then I do everything else on the podcasting. And we just started the podcast because we wanted to connect with people. And, Mr. Grow It really set the stage for interviews and stuff like that. We knew we'd probably never get to that stage. So we just wanted to, like, communicate like this right here. You know, just get on here and talk to people. So it was really individual, and it was really about the person. So then we just been doing that. No drama, no news. Yeah. We're not trying to teach you nothing. You know what I mean? We're just trying to connect people and have a fun time. That's where we're at right now in the community, just in that networking stage, you know.
Yeah, I like that, man. And what you guys are doing is, like you said, it's just such a great chill time. It's always, you know, a nice hang session. It's, you're not trying to do too much. It's just always just a nice session, you know. I think it seems like we lost Creative, or did I just lose Creative? I don't know. He hopped out, but he may hop back in. But what we're going to do is literally probably get teed up for that final giveaway while he gets back in. Definitely check out Creative on Instagram. He's got a great Instagram page. Let me try to pull that up for you guys. And he's also on YouTube, the Higher Desert Exotics podcast. And it's a nice show where you guys can learn a lot. Let me pull that up for you guys and show y'all. We got Creative back. He's back in the house. Don't worry, bro.
I go live every day. You think I figured this shit out by now.
It's all good, brother. But yeah, man, and Higher Desert THC, man, like all of them are doing some great stuff. So check them out and show some love and let them know that ICANN fam is over there supporting. But Creative, we're going to get,
you know, speaking of your podcast, you mind if I join you one day?
Oh, definitely. We want you on for sure. I can't see your video for some reason. That's weird.
Where is he?
Oh, now I see it. Yeah, okay. Definitely. We would definitely like you on, dude. Like, definitely, because I've been watching your content anyways, and you're definitely an authority with the cloning, and you have some information that's going to be, you know, you're going to help a lot of people, especially us, you know. We're trying to get better.
Old yeah, time. We're all learning as we go here, and we're learning in front of the entire world. So that's the way I see it. You know, like I'm learning as I go, like everything that gets implemented with content and, you know, getting better at podcasting and stuff. Like it's, you know, it's on display for everybody. But yeah, man, I'd love to join you one day.
Yeah. Yeah. We would love to have you on. I'm sure High Desert THC, he's in the comments. He's probably trying to reach out to you right now.
You know, you just reach on, out, on it,
huh? Yeah, yeah. Hey, it's hard. You know how hard it is? Like, Matt knows I can't organics, and I'm sure some of you guys know in the chat and people up here on panel that when you try to get someone who has a job, someone who has kids and a family and all that stuff, and get them on a schedule to follow what you got going on, it is indefinitely hard every time.
Painful. And especially when you got your own shit going on. So like you trying to schedule and also do other stuff, create content and just live your regular life. It's like, man, how do you get the time? Some people think it's not like a full-time job, but it absolutely is, bro.
Big time. Yeah, I just love growing up. The podcasting, I love doing the podcasting, but it's really all about growing. We started the podcast because of growing. Like we only have a podcast because we like growing. Like, everything is all about the growing.
That's literally what all of us, I think, sort of circle around in this community. You know, we all come back to each other because we all love to grow, and that's what brings us all together. You know, it's not even really like just smoking or consuming the plant, because there are a lot of people who consume the plant, smoke, but don't grow and won't ever watch our content, you know, won't ever watch our channel because they're not interested in growing a plant, you know. But us, we're like so niche that we love to grow as well. So we have a deeper understanding for the plant, deeper appreciation. I think that's really unique, right?
But someone in their family does.
Yeah, bro. It's actually pretty fucking cool when you think about it.
Yeah, I'm the advocate of my family. You know what I mean? I have been for decades plus, you know. So they, you know, and everybody's come around to see the light, you know. But yeah, man, we all, it's what we got in common. This plant rules our life one way or another.
100%. Thank God, though, right? Because if we had another, master that we were a slave to, what would we be doing? You know, I mean, this is crazy. Cannabis is a really good thing to get into, just because there's not very many bad things attached to anything to do with the culture right now. It's very good and positive in a lot of ways.
Mm-hmm. You're right.
Oh, like a couple. Not yeah, I would say a lot, but a couple yeah. negative ones out there, bro. Like,
yeah, definitely. Realized,
on my videos,
you I post gotta have video, some good and bad.
And the only like three people who always dislike my video every single time, I see like three dislikes every single video within like the first 10 minutes of me posting it. So I'm like, why are you looking at my videos so often? The first person to look at it, but you dislike it every single time.
That's like, why.
It's balance, man.
It's balance. Like, it's all good.
Oh, you gotta have good to have bad.
Literally, man. Now let's get that giveaway going, man, because we got Creative back, man. Creative, I'm so glad to have you back, my brother, and we definitely have you on another time as well, just because, you know, you weren't able to have one for the entire time. But guys, drop that hashtag Higher Desert Exotics and go and follow him on YouTube, man. That link is in the chat right now. Follow him on YouTube. Let's get him to 1k. I think they're at 877 now, so let's run them up to 1k. We got 300 people right now, man. If you guys all go over and subscribe, they can hit 1K right now. So head on over there and show some love and drop that hashtag Higher Desert Exotics in the chat. And yeah, man, guys, tell us a little bit creative about what we're going to win.
So we got Goat Runts. And Goat Runts is from Goat Genetics. Here. From Goat Genetics. It's a nice little pack. It's Bahama Runts cross the Runts. And these are Fims. In here, and then you want to do all three of them at the same time, one person?
What do you want to do, bro? You want to do three winners? You want to do one? You want to?
Yeah, I'll give one person all three packs. That way, they can pick what they want to grow.
That's what's up. Someone's gonna win some mega shit, bro. Oh, yeah.
And then we got
Sharon going on there.
Lou Rue from Giggle Bean Co. And we've given out a bunch of stuff from her. Her stuff's really good. Nice. She's a local breeder, and then the mamas from Seeds of Tranquility.
That is nice, bro.
What's the mama's back?
I like that.
The mama's, it doesn't stay on here. I guess I could look that up.
Man, that music is definitely good. When they don't put nothing on it, that's when you win a pop it.
That good gear.
Just says mama's.
So good, it don't need a name.
Yep, but then it says 2018 Farm Bill compliant.
Farm Bill compliant too, man.
Aren't we all? Aren't we all?
Good gear.
But guys, definitely check out Higher Desert Exotics. Norma G's dropped that link. Check them out on YouTube. Give them a follow. Give them a subscribe. And let's get those numbers all the way up to 1K, man. They got a great show. They're always doing content.
Whoever wins these will be going out Monday.
Hell yeah, right, man.
What's today? Saturday? Yep, Monday. We'll be going out Monday. So
don't snooze on it, guys, because it's going to be awesome, man. We just got this real nice giveaway. I think it's going to be a triple pack. You guys are going to get the triple slap. Pat, pat, pat. Triple slap with the pop.
All the flavors.
With a whole ton of flavors, man. So shout out to K Days. He says he just subscribed. Guys, drop it in the chat. Let us know once you subscribed. And we're gonna get this giveaway growing in a bit, man. But Creative, tell us a little bit about, you know, some of the stuff you got growing on right now, man. Like, are you running anything right now that is really nice, really tasty, that, you know, people would like to hear about?
Do you show plants on here right now?
Not right now.
Okay. All right, yeah. So I got right now in the flower room, I got snowplow number one and number two.
Okay.
And I got the wrench in there also. So I have 12 plants growing in there. And I'm under 2 EZ8 1,000 watts.
Yeah.
So I got a 4.5 by 9 foot canopy under the two big lights. And then I have a 4 by 4 area where the wrenches are at, where there's three more plants. But it's people who follow my YouTube channel, they know, they've seen I grow snowplow back to back to back to back. I love it.
So that's one of those ones you just got to keep around, right? You got to hit up the clone coach and get some clone SOPs and, you know, put that into practice. And all of a sudden you got that strain that you're going to keep running.
I totally encourage you to try to find something that you really like. And if you find it, hold on to it. You might not like it all the time, but I guarantee you'll keep coming back to it if you like it. So then having a handful of those, you'll find you'll have your own menu and you know what you like, you know. Yeah. That's what I like. That's how I am. I really like having things that I already know what I'm going to get from, you know.
I like that, man. You raised a great point and sort of brought me back, you know, again, full circle back to what today's episode is about, how to never run out of weed.
Gotta I remember that strain. And I do have a comment on that. How I never run out of weed is I don't actually do anything with my own weed to do that. I have growers around me that are really good. And I asked them, hey, can I get some weed? I'm running out. And they gift me an ounce because we're allowed to do that here. And then if I run out, then another grower will give me one. And I just keep asking growers. And then when they need some, they hit me up, no problems. And then I give them, you know. So that's what I do, how I never run out.
Come on. I like that, bro. So you guys can gift. Where are you guys at? Like, not
Arizona?
Arizona, yeah.
When you got a network.
What's it? Yeah, Las Vegas, Arizona, right? No, it's not Arizona.
No, Las Vegas is Nevada.
Nevada, fuck. Yep. When I went to Nevada, Chris hooked me up with some flour. He just gifted me. But you're right. I never been to Arizona.
Yeah, I could gift you an ounce here at a time. So I could gift you an ounce, and then say you come over later, I can gift you an ounce, and then say you come over, I can gift you an ounce. I just gift everybody ounces all day.
So do people, like, gift each other ounces, and then later on gift each other cash for those ounces?
Okay, so... legally in the state, you're not allowed to do anything cannabis where you have an exchange of money.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So, like, you no exchange of money. But, for instance, a gray area would be if you bought something from somebody and then they decided on their own accord, not promised you ahead of time, that they're going to give you some cannabis, that would be totally legal. Like, if you bought this from me and I didn't say nothing about giving you shit, and then I end up giving you some weed because you bought this, that's totally legal. But if I articulate to you ahead of time that this before this purchase, I'm going to give.
Yeah. I think
I stay here in Arizona. So.
Yeah. Okay. I got you. Yeah. No, you had froze for a second, but then you kicked back in. And Curly Greenleaf says that they have gifting as well, 2 ounces at a time. So you guys got limits as to how much you can gift? You can just gift someone a quarter pound?
Medical, usually if you're medical, there's more, there's bigger limits. You know, California, at least, like, recreational is an ounce as well, but medical, it's quarter pound or more, or half a pound or more, 8 ounces or more, based on your medical needs. So medical has more rights.
Yeah, that is actually pretty cool and interesting. I don't have a medical card, but, you know, I just do wreck shit.
Where are you out of, Matt? Where's everybody out of? You got Arizona?
I'm Colorado. Cav Bar.
Kansas.
Kansas.
And then my homie, Creative, Arizona. And what about you, Clone Coach? Where are you at?
Southern California.
SoCal.
And we could also give like six plants, I guess, or six plants to every house, you know, because every adult could have six plants growing on their own, you know, in their home.
Yeah.
So one thing that gets utilized enough is just the gifting. You know what I mean? Like, it's just, we should be just sharing that access with just more people, just to get them introduced and, like, you know, give them their first plant and you could change their life, dude. Give them their first ounce, you could change their life. Give them some beans, you could
medicine
change
their should be free.
Yeah, 100%. Definitely should be. And that's 100%. Something Cabar always says. Yo, Mr. DWC is asking Creative, is that the water piece that you want?
Yeah. Yeah, this water piece right here with the handle is the one I won. It's a PSYOP. I say this all the time. They PSYOP me, and I won a joint rolling competition, and all they gave me was a bong and everything, all the little, you know, water pipe, I mean, and all the little everything I need to make it fun. And I didn't get no papers. So now I'm a bong head, and I'm losing you know, my practice at rolling.
Bro, they got me. It's a conspiracy.
Yeah, they got me. So now next time I go, I'm gonna be out of practice and I might not win.
Oh, bro, that's fucking
then crazy. They'll give him the papers.
Yeah, they used to reverse psychology on your ass, bro. They were like, yo, hold this and never roll again, bro.
Yeah. Hey, they even gave me a pack of cones. A pack of cones. So they gave me cones and everything around the actual papers.
Definitely trying to get me to roll again, bro. As soon as I saw those cones, I'd be like, nah, they don't want me. I'm rolling too good for these folks.
Yep. Exactly. That's what the first thing that came out of my mind. I was like, they got me.
Nah, bro. You got to get back some paper, get back some rolling. Oh, and go crush that competition again, bro. Win something else.
100%.
Drop that hashtag Higher Desert Exotics. We're about to do that roll. Shorty Mac, it's too funny, right? I know, right? Guys, hit that like, man. How many likes do we have on this episode? We got to hit that like, run up those likes. And don't forget to follow Desert Exotics, Higher Desert Exotics on YouTube. I just dropped the link in the chat again. Follow him on YouTube, hit him a subscribe, and let's get him up to 1K, bro.
I subscribe. I did my part.
I did my part too. So let's get into it, boys. Now hit that draw.
Drum roll, please.
You subbed up. And let's hit that draw, guys. If you guys haven't entered into this draw for this triple pack of some fire genetics, all you guys got to do is drop that hashtag. I see two more people just skated in right before I click that draw button, bro. You guys are some latecomers. Another one. Okay.
Flying in hot.
Norma G says, let's spin it. So I got to spin it. Norma G is the greatest model out there, bro. I love you, bro. Let's spin it, man. 1, 2, 3, let's go. And the winner is going to be...
Big drum roll. A
massive drum roll for the final four. Trying to give away the day. Icy Crayon.
Big shout out, Icy Crayon.
Awesome. I congrats. Feel like
justice has been served, bro, because Icy Crayons has been here for the entire fucking stream.
Hell yeah. Literally. Shout out to you, man. Congratulations.
Shout out, man.
So, do you want them to reach out to you first, or do you want me to give my contact information for him?
Yeah, you can give your contact information and they can reach out to you directly, bro.
Yep, just make sure you screenshot yourself logged into YouTube when you reach out, and Higher Desert Exotics email at Gmail. So it's Higher Desert Exotics, the same hashtag, all one thing, at gmail.com. And then screenshot yourself logged in to YouTube and your address, and I got you. Or shipping wherever you want it.
And shipping anywhere, bro. Worldwide. This is a great 420 celebration. I just dropped the email in the chat for you guys. HigherDesertExotics@gmail.com. I got it right, Creative?
Yep.
Nice, that's man. It. So, shout out to Crayons, bro. Like, I can't believe Ice and Crayons won that. And like at the beginning of the show, I literally said, "Yo, Ice and Crayons, that's a pretty cool fucking name." Turns out they win the last giveaway of the day.
Wow!
Congrats, see, man.
What it takes. You got to be here. You got to win. You got to be here to win. You know, you got to be here to participate. And you know, you never know. You never know.
Literally, man. And I'm always happy to give back to you guys. Always happy to show love. Shout out to Mrs. K's Garden. Tapped in. She's in the Facebook group posting some fire. Absolute fire. And, man, I honestly had such a great time hanging out with you guys. Thank you guys so, so much for hanging out, man. It's an awesome 420. You know, before we head out, though, I want all you guys to drop all your info where everyone can find you and follow you guys and show some love, man. So let's start off with you, Creative. Thanks again for that giveaway, too, brother.
Yeah, no problem. On Instagram, you can go to creative.2. So a creative period two. The regular creative Instagram account, I do not have access to. I'm locked out of that account for some reason. So it's creative.2 on Instagram. And then creative on YouTube, just creative. How I spell it, KR38TVE. And then Higher Desert Exotics on YouTube and Higher Desert Exotics on Instagram.
Got you, bro. And he's got some great stuff going on Instagram. Grew some great plans. Definitely check him out. And, of course, Higher Desert Exotics on YouTube. Let's run up those likes to 1K. And also, we also got my good homie, Clone Coach. Clone Coach, where can they find you, brother?
CloneCoach.com. Clone Coach on Instagram. Clone Coach on YouTube. Just Google Clone Coach. Send me your DM. You go. CloneCoach.com. You got the SOPs, everything Clone Coach. Luckily enough, that wasn't taken anywhere. So it was another, you know, reason to dive into that name. So yeah,
Clone Coach. Small win for the community. And who won? The winner was just drawn. You can scroll back and see it, bro. And we're going to get you sorted, brother. But Cav Bar Jones, my brother from another mother. OG of OGs, bro. Tell them where they can find you, my man.
Mine's simple. It's IG, Cav Snake Oil. What is it? CavSnakeOil@gmail.com. And that's it.
Everything on there. I'm trying
and
to YouTube, it, man. Pull it up real quick to show you guys as well. Because Cav is also posting some really great content over there. And we actually hooked Cav up with something real nice for Christmas, which is around the time of his birthday. And it's looking nice. Real good. It's been growing real nice. So if you guys want to see some of those updates, check him out. Check out what he's got growing on. He's growing some really nice stuff, man. And all you guys, follow all these guys on the panel today. The Cannaboard was lit. Shout out my homie Cannerado Chris. He gave me that name, the Cannaboard. And thank you guys for hanging out, bro. Really appreciate all you guys.
Oh, yeah, guys. Happy 420, everybody. This was a fun-ass episode.
Hell yeah, man. It definitely was. Happy 420, everyone. Happy 420, happy 420. Everyone in chat. Much love, everyone. Peace.
Weed so strong it'll burn a hole in your backside. Just joking, bro, but put it under the black light. Them chirps so strong, that trichome so long. I don't know what to say, man, just put it in a fucking bong. Feels like I've been sober for way too long.